What better place to begin Black History Month than with Langston Hughes, who reminds us of the poetry, singing, ringing, soaring, impassioned poetry that is such an essential part of the African-American experience. A lesser-known aspect of Hughes's creative life is the work he did for children. An especially interesting example of this is a 1955 Folkways album called The Rhythms of the World, in which Hughes introduced children to the idea of rhythm and the vital role it plays in our lives. He begins with the most basic of rhythms, the human heartbeat, and connects it with one of the earliest forms of music.
Feel the rhythm of your blood moving through your body from the heart. Your rhythm, your blood, your heart. The rhythm of the heart is the first and most important rhythm of human life. Thousands of years ago, men transferred the rhythm of the heartbeat into a drum beat. First, perhaps, on a hollow log. And later, a goatskin drum. And with these beats, probably the first rhythms of music began.
And soon, he is carrying his associations through more and more complex forms of rhythmicizing, from hand clapping and tap dancing to pre-stomp teenagers improvising on park benches to the polyrhythms of a jug band.
Now listen to the washboard in this jug band. This is Sonny Terry playing a harmonica, an old red with thimbles on his fingers, strumming on a washboard.
Hughes keeps spreading his field of sound references wider and wider to include the rhythms of poetry and ocean waves, the pulsating calls of fish, and the sound patterns of rain, machinery, and shortwave radio signals, the rhythms of a person's walk and of a kitten's meow, until, at the end, the cosmic and everyday are fused in a perfect final chord of words and sounds.
This earth, which is our home, moves in its own rhythms around the sun, as do all the planets. The moon moves around the earth as well as around the sun. The rhythms of the sun and moon influence the sea, the seasons, and us. For plants live by the sun, and animals and boys and girls and men and women get up in the morning by the sun.